though a man might prevail against him alone, a man might prevail against him alone. Go ahead, prevail against him alone. Come on back. Fur, come on over here with him. Come on over here with him, Fur. And though a man might prevail against him alone, two with will stand him. So now he can't prevail because he got backup. Now, here's something else. Now, here's the beautiful part. The rest of that verse says, a threefold cord is not easily broken. So now, if you put that into, thank you, gentlemen, I appreciate you. Give my bodybuilders. I should keep one of y'all up here to guard me. But thank you so much, gentlemen. So you see how it's better to do things together. We've even said this time and time again. We're better together. We're not called to do this thing alone. I mean, Jesus had his disciples. Now, that's not to say that the Lord could not do this by himself. Let's be clear on that. But it does ease the burden of doing things. You know, just as man's not to be meant to be alone, we're not called to bodybuild alone. The burden would be too much. If you ask either one of those gentlemen about just doing their workouts, they can tell you, yeah, I like doing it by myself because I have my certain regimen and the like, but they will tell you it's probably better working out with somebody with you, having someone work out with you, especially when you're doing heavier weights. It's better to have somebody to spot you. Am I right, gentlemen? Amen. Amen. So that requires that we don't do things alone. And if we're going to just level up, if you will, if we're going to level up, you know, that requires that we retrain with someone who's better equipped to handle things than we are. I mean, how much sense does it make for you to be with somebody and they're just on the same level with you? How are you going to get stronger? That's why I had these gentlemen up here. I know they're stronger than me. That's why I'm like, hey, what can I do to improve this and to get stronger? So that requires that we do not do it alone. The other thing that bodybuilding requires is that we make Jesus the head trainer. First and foremost, he has to be the head trainer. Now, this is how God set the Lord's gym up. Jesus is the head trainer. And he gave us pastors, ministers, and leaders to be the trainers up under him to help equip all people to grow fully in Christ. So we have to look to Jesus to be our head trainer. Because we have several goals to build in the body of Christ. One is we want to see and equip all people to grow fully in Christ. This is why we exist. It's our why. So, because remember, when you know your why, you won't lose your way. Our service is not for ourselves. You know, it's for us to go after the lost, the hurting, the disenfranchised, or those who feel hopeless. We've been called to make impact on their lives. We cannot just leave people in the condition in which they are. This world is hurting. This world, there are people in this world who are lost. There are people that on a daily basis contemplate so many things that God does not want for them. And we've been called here at Impact, and we've been called, why not us? Why not us to help build the body of Christ? I'm not just talking about just making a church bigger just for the sake of having people in here. I'm talking about having people's lives impacted and changed so that now they have had an encounter with Almighty God and they want to know him and they want to know him greater. And in knowing him greater, they find freedom. And in finding freedom, they discover their purpose. And in discovering their purpose, they want to go out now and make a difference in the lives of somebody else because somebody took the time to make a difference in their lives. That's our goal. Now, another goal that we have is to max out. It's not to max out, I'm sorry, to not max out, but to max in. Now, that's another weightlifting term, and these gentlemen will tell you, maxing out is simply this. You've been training all week at a certain level, and at the end of that week, you like to test how well you've progressed. So you'll put on a weight that you, amount of weights that in certain exercises that you have not tried to lift or move before. You want to try to do that of a repetition of once, or a repetition of two times, if you would. And what you want to do is just test that. And if you do not max out, well, then now you go back and you start over until you can get up to that next level. But we don't want to max out. We don't want to put a limit on the amount of people who we're building. We want to max in. We want to get the maximum amount of people we can into the body of Christ. Why? 1 Timothy chapter 2 tells us, I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them. Intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and understand the truth. That's our why. God wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. Now, we know here that truth is not a what, but a who. So now, if he wants everyone to be saved and understand truth, well, he wants everyone to understand who he is. The only way you get to understand him is by first knowing who he is. The only way we get to know who he is by us introducing this heavenly Father, this good, good Father to them. We've been called to do that. We've also been called to make earth just like heaven. You know, Jesus told us, whatever we bind in on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So our goal and our function is to make sure that we're making earth just like things are up in heaven. There's freedom in heaven. There's joy in heaven. There's peace in heaven. Not just any peace, but God's peace, his shalom, that says we have nothing missing, nothing broken, and nothing out of place. So we've been called to make sure that we make earth just like heaven. And just like we said here back in 2 Timothy, in 1 Timothy, we want everything. We want all people. We want all people to be saved, and we want to pray for all people because we want to live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness. So now I just want to give you a couple of keys to bodybuilding. And as with anything, first key, it has to be prayer. Prayer has to be the first key that we have. Because with any success, this prayer has to be the first thing. Any success is first a prayer success. By the same token, any failure would be a failure to pray. But we want the success, so first thing we have to do is pray. You know, Luke chapter 10 tells us that the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. So we should pray for more workers. That's part of the bodybuilding. So we get more bodybuilders in here. We got more workers out there to go after the harvest. The harvest is plentiful. I mean, we've heard the statistics around here of just how in South Florida alone, 3.5 million people do not identify with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a big harvest. But now, if we have one, Just as I demonstrated here earlier, we have one that will put 1,000 to flight, and we have two that will put 10,000 to flight. Just imagine if we have more and more laborers, not necessarily putting to flight, but just maxing in, doing their part to max in. Oh, we'll see that line shortened indeed. So we want to pray that more people come into this family and get connected with him. And the reason prayer is the first key, because bodybuilding is a tremendous undertaking. It's tremendous. Recently in our Kingdom Men's group, community group, and if you had not participated in the Kingdom Men, I want to invite you. The next time it comes around, get in on it, because there are tremendous lessons in it. One of the examples that Dr. Evans used was how, in comparison, the rearview mirror of your car is smaller than just about every other glass surface in your car. Specifically on the windshield, the rearview mirror is only meant for you to take a brief glimpse into what's behind you. But the windshield is vast. And why is that? That's because what's in front of you is so much bigger than what's behind you. So us going out and building the body, that's tremendous. That's what's in front of us. And for us to be successful, we have to, prayer has to be a key. The example I like to use for just how impactful prayer is for something that's tremendous would be Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. I mean, he's in there and he's praying and he's about to die. He's about to go to the cross and give up his life. But in Matthew chapter 26, verse 38 and 39, he told them, "My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." He went on a little farther and bowed with his face to the ground, praying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Look, Jesus knew that he was about to go to the cross to die. And it was a moment of just earthly, fleshly weakness. But what he was about to endure was so great. Just imagine. It was so great that all he could do was pray. So that's why prayer has to be key. That's what kept him going. That and what Hebrews chapter 12 points out, that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross and the shame. But can you just imagine that? The joy of knowing that you and I were on his mind. So much so that he said, "I have to press forward, because one day Dyron Bostic is going to come into the kingdom. One day his family is going to be a part of the kingdom of God. I have to do this." So it's very tremendous how we have to pray. It's very significant. Even in Acts chapter 10, Cornelius, when he was praying, he was a Roman soldier. But when he was praying, what happened for him? The word of God says his prayers came up as a memorial before the Lord. So much so that as a result, Peter came to him. And when Peter came to him, Peter was just like, "Hey, it's not customary that the Jews and the Gentiles mix. I'm not supposed to come into you, but God told me I'm supposed to do this." And as a result, not only were the people of God blessed, but also the Gentiles received the blessing because he was praying for them. So we have to have prayer. We have to have exercise prayer. The second exercise I want to tell you about is faith. We have to exercise our faith. When you don't exercise your faith, you get what happens in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, where the disciples couldn't cast out demons. And Jesus told them, he's like, you didn't have enough faith. You didn't exercise enough faith. And how do we exercise our faith? By trusting in him. You know, also, one of the examples I have of faith that I go to this one a lot because it was just so tremendous to me, and that's the centurion. Here we go. Someone who does not have covenant with Almighty God, but he said to Jesus, just speak the word only. I'm not worthy that you should come into my house, but just speak the word only. And I know that my servant will be saved. And Jesus marveled, the word of God says. It took Jesus aback so much so that he turned to his people and said, I have not seen such great faith. No, not in all Israel, not amongst all of you. And so we have to make sure that we are exercising our faith. You know what else is exercising faith? Elijah, when he was standing before 450 prophets of Baal and telling them, how long are we going to halt between two opinions? If God is God, then let's follow him, let's serve him. Just look at what he did. He set up the altar and told them to pour water on wood, not once, not twice, but thrice, three times, drenching wood, and he called down. Now that takes a lot of faith to say, hey, draw that, pour the water on there, and I'm going to call on God. God, all right now, I put you out there, God, but guess what? He likes that. Put him out there. He's able. He's up to the test. He's more than capable. Put the pressure on him. Yeah, put the pressure on him. Nobody else can stand pressure like he can. It's a sweatless victory for him. But guess what? He made it so that now we can walk in something else. And that brings me to the third thing that we need to exercise, grace. We need to trust in and rest in his grace. Why? 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and 9 says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Grace. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task of the Lord Jesus Christ has given me the task of testifying of the good news of God's grace. And I like these last two. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 says, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. The grace of God, his overwhelming desire to treat you and I as if sin never existed, it's available to help build the body of Christ. As I said before, it is a tremendous undertaking. But guess what else that grace is? It's his unmerited favor. His favor goes before you in order to be a way maker for you, to make the way plain and make the path that much easier. And if you don't believe that, well, guess what? There's one more definition of grace that we love, and that is this. It's a supernatural empowerment that makes our efforts easy and our results amazing. God's grace is sufficient. It is more than enough. And we do all of that for this reason here. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9 says, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, and all people for that matter, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. The Lord Jesus is holding back time, giving us more time to help get more people come into the kingdom. He wants more people to know him, find freedom, discover their purpose, and make a difference in the lives of someone else. That's the bodybuilding we've been called to do. We praise God for being physically fit and the like. because again, these are our temples, and our temples are to be used for his benefit. And his benefit is to see all mankind saved. Father, we thank you so much for the privilege and opportunity we have to be called your sons and daughters and to help build the body of for your gym, if you will, Father. We want to see more and more lives impacted by your love. We want to see more and more people experience your grace. We want to see more and more people find freedom in being a part of the body of Christ. We want to see more and more lives just making a difference in their cities, in their communities, in their counties, in their states, in this country, and in this world. That's what we've been called to do. And so, Father, we thank you that you keep giving us the tools and that we implement them so that we do not lose our way in doing so. Thank you ever so much for reminding us why we exist. And we want to see and equip all people to grow fully in your Son, Jesus Christ, and develop a relationship with you. We give you glory for this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to take the time to just offer anyone who is not already a part of this body, and not just this body here at Impact, but a part of the body of Almighty Christ. Yes, we're bodybuilding here at Impact, but that only happens when those who we encounter, we show you a God who loves you dearly and tremendously. So I just want to take the time now. If you've never been a part of the body of Christ, but you want to get in on that, you want to be a part of the body of Christ, I want to take the time to offer that opportunity to you now. If you would, if you're here in this auditorium or online, just lift up one hand to Almighty God and say, yes, I want to get in on bodybuilding. I want to be a part of that body. Just right where you are. And even those who are out there online, I can't see you, but your Heavenly Father can. Just lift your hand up to Almighty God. Or if you've already been a part of the body, but you've gotten out the gym, if you will, you haven't been a part of working out here in the gym, getting more and more repetitions of God's love and how we can get to know him at a greater level. I want to pray for you as well. I want to extend an invitation for you. You've gotten out of fellowship. You know, you've fallen out of the gym, your workout regimen. I want you to go, I want to present you with the opportunity now to come back into the fold, to come back into the family, the body of Almighty God. So if that's you, just lift your hand up as well, and I'll pray for you as well. Again, I cannot see you, but your Heavenly Father can. So I don't want to miss anyone. I don't want to miss the opportunity. So here's what I want you to do. Let's just lift up two hands to heaven and just say this prayer with me. Father God, we thank you so much for sending your Son Jesus to live for us, to die for us, and for you raising him again. Come into our hearts, Lord Jesus, as we receive you now as our Lord, as our Savior, as our King, as our everything. We ask that you continue to bless us and lead us and guide us. I thank you so much that right now I am a part of the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer out of the sincerity of your heart for the first time, or if this is your second time, if you prayed that out of the sincerity of your heart, you are right now a part of the body of Christ. And all of heaven is rejoicing with you. All of heaven is rejoicing with you. So now, if that's you, we just like for you to do something. If you responded to either one of those invitations, we want to try to put something into your hands. We want to put a devotional into your hands. I believe it's called Fresh Start. If you would, if you look into the chat, there should be a link coming up for it. Or you could text DECIDED to the number 954-280-2076. Text DECIDED to that number, and we will get that devotional over to you. It's just a brief 7-day devotional that will allow you to continue to farther your walk with Christ and help you get to know more about God and Him and what He desires for you. Amen. So now, please, everyone, just stand up with me. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much for this time today. And we thank you that we're continuing to go forth and build the body of Christ as you've called us to do. We thank you for every gift and talent that you've placed on the inside of us to be utilized in order to do what you called us to do. Thank you so much for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Praise team.